I'm Mike Eppel. A Canadian trade delegation is in India for the next several days, looking to expand an already strong business relationship between the two nations. Headed up by the Indo-Canada Chamber of Commerce and attended this year by delegates from the town of Markham, the group is focusing on building trade in sectors including information technology, financial services, food processing, and other small and medium-sized enterprises. Satish Takkar is the president of the Indo-Canada Chamber of Commerce.
For the last 35 years, Indo-Canada Chamber of Commerce has been on the forefront in building the linkages with the global business organizations in India. You know, all these initiatives has resulted in the environment where the relations between now Canada and India, strengthening the relation, economic relation, has become more of a organic. Both the government of India as well as the government of Canada, they are in the negotiation stage right now. The current trade of $4.5 billion will result into a $15 billion trade.
And as for the participation of representatives from Markham?
The town of Markham, in the leadership of Mayor, has been taking a very proactive approach towards devising India's strategies. There is a sizable proportion of Indian high-skilled Indian diaspora living there. So the objective is how we can leverage on the knowledge of the diaspora in creating the linkages with India.
And the delegation is specifically focused on building trade relationships with small and medium-sized enterprises.
SME represents a sizable proportion to the Canadian economy, contributing to overall GDP growth and economic employment growth. So we are taking 60-plus prominent diaspora business representatives and other India watchers, various sectors. So it's an array of, sectors we are leading.
Satish Takkar, the president of the Indo-Canada Chamber of Commerce. And I'm Mike Eppel. Weekend business continues at 26 and 56 minutes past the hour, or anytime at 680news.com.